here after everything that's happened within the last few days.
很高兴今天能够见到大家在这个暴风雨这些这几天的事情之后。
I would like to open again with prayer. Let's pray.
我想先用我们做个祷告来开始我们今天的分享。
Our Lord, we thank you for your presence with us today.
主，我们感谢主，你今天与我们同在。
We thank you that you are a holy and loving God.
主，我们谢谢你是圣洁慈爱的神。
And that you care for each one of us.
你爱我们每一个人。
We thank you that although we have faced storms and loss of electricity,
主，虽然我们面临暴风雨，有这个停电。
You are still with us and you brought us through.
但主，你依然与我们同在，你带领我们经过这一切。Lord,
we pray for safety and good health for everyone that still has no power.
主，我们为着那些还没有电的弟兄姐妹，朋友们，他们的平安，来献上祷告。And
may you use this time to remind us that we depend completely on you.
主啊，愿你也借着这样的时刻来提醒我们，主啊，我们真是要完全的来依靠你。
And Lord, when there's no power in the electricity, we know that there's power in you.
主啊，我们知道是当我们没有电的时候，但是主啊，我们知道在你有能力。
And we thank you for loving us and bringing us here.
主啊，我们感谢你爱我们，带领我们聚集在这里。
In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
祷告是奉主全能的圣名，阿门。
Thank you. I give God thanks that in His timing, everything we know happens by His timing.
我非常感谢神，一切的事情都是按照神所定的时间发生。
On Friday evening, I had just finished writing my notes for what I'm saying today.
星期五的晚上，我刚刚写完我今天要讲的这个讲道。
And you know when you use the computer, you have to save your work.
你知道，如果你用电脑的话，你要保存你的文档。
And I had just pressed save.
我刚刚按了这个保存。
And sent the notes to Philip by email.
然后他把这个讲到这个文档发给email给我。
When blip, the lights went out.
然后这个电就停了。
So I didn't know until this morning if Philip actually received it or not.
我不知道Philip有没有收到这个电。
There's a song that, you know, I sing in the choir, and we recorded a new song just last month. And it's a good song to remember as we went through the last couple of days.
有一首诗歌，我在这个诗班的时候，我们上个月的时候，我们有录这个音乐，特别是在这个暴风雨这个经历之后，想可能是更好。
The name of the song is "There Is Power in the Name of Jesus."
这首诗歌的名字就是在主的名有能力，因为这个能力这个 power 就是电的这个同一个词。
So I was remembering that song off in the last couple of days. There may not be power in the grid, but there is power in the name of Jesus.
虽然这几天我就提醒我，虽然可能我们没有电，但是我们在神那里有电，有power，有能力。
And you just have to listen today. I didn't make any, no pretty pictures, no nothing to look at, so Let the word of God, and I pray that it comes through me to you.
因为停电，所以我也没有可能做那个很漂亮的这个幻灯片给大家来看。所以今天什么也没有，就是靠着神的话语，那我们来分享。
So today we're going to talk about something we do or we should do very much as Christians.
今天主要要讲到的就是我们作为基督徒，我们应当要做的。
This is prayer.
这就是祷告。
Our life and relationship has no with God has no meaning if we aren't spending time with Him.
如果我们不花时间和神在一起的话，我们和神的这个关系，我们的这个生命就是没有意义。
The two most important ways we are spending time with God is reading and studying His Word, the Bible.
通常就是我们和神啊花时间在一起啊，有两个重要的方面，一个就是读经啊啊祷告啊读经来学习他的话语。
And then directly communicating with Him in prayer.
然后另外一个就是透过祷告能够直接的和神有沟通。
When I speak of prayer, I'm not talking about the few words we say before we eat dinner.
当我讲到祷告的时候，我不是指到说我们每一天这个谢饭的祷告。
Or the few words we may say good night to God before we go to bed.
或者说是我们这个睡觉以前，我们对神说晚安。
I'm talking about opening our minds and our hearts to God.
我所讲到的是。把我们的心门向神打开。
We open our whole soul to God in prayer.
我们把我们全身心都向神敞开。
We give Him praise.
我们赞美神。
We ask God for forgiveness for our sins.
我们求神恳求神原谅饶恕我们的罪。
We ask God to help the sick, the poor, those with losses.
我们求神来帮助那些生病的那些贫穷的。
And we ask God to give us strength for the kind of life He wants us to live.
我们求神给我们力量，让我们可以过他想要我们过的生活。
For His strength to resist temptation and grow closer to Him.
也靠着他赐给我们的力量，我们可以抵挡这个诱惑。
So why do we pray?
为什么我们要祷告？
As I said, prayer is our first and foremost manner of communication with our living God.
我说祷告是首要的，也是最重要的和我们和神沟通的一个方式。
As I said a few months ago, God desires a relationship with Him.
在几个月以前，我讲到说，神渴望和我们建立一种关系。
He doesn't simply want us to believe what He says in the Bible.
他并不只是想要我们单单的相信圣经中间所讲到的一切。
The Bible does help us to know a lot about God.
圣经确实可以帮助我们认识神。
But He wants us to know Him personally.
但是他希望我们能够和他有一个个人的这种关系。
Think about the way you grow in your relationship with your wife or husband or your family.
想想我们是怎么样和我们的这个配偶来建立那种关系。
You spend time talking to one another.
你花时间彼此的交通。
We don't just talk, we also listen.
我们不光只是说，我们也听。
We carry on conversation, and conversation is two ways.
我们在沟通的时候，你知道说是双向的。
A conversation is how you get to know someone and spend time with them.
沟通就是让我们可以认识一个人。
This is how you learn about that person and know them better.
也是透过沟通可以认识这个人，可以认识得更好。
This is how we grow closer to each other.
我们也可以更加的亲近。
The same is true for our relationship with God.
这也同样是适用于我们和神的关系。
It's not enough to just know who God is.
光光只是单纯只是认识神是谁还不够。
You can memorize the entire Bible.
你可以记住整本的圣经。
And know that much about God.
你就知道那么多关于神。
And still not know God personally.
但你却可能还不个人亲身的认识神。
God wants to know us personally.
神希望我们认识我们能够和我们有这样的个人的。
He wants us to know Him personally.
他也希望我们能够认识他，也是这样的一个个人的关系。
So Bible reading and studying is like a one-way conversation. We learn about God.
我们读经就好像是一个单向的一个 沟通，我们去哦，我们认识神。
And that is important. He wants us to know Him.
啊，这是很重要的。神希望我们能够认识他。
But prayer is a two-way conversation with God.
但是祷告其实是啊双向的。
We don't just talk; we listen.
我们不光只是说，我们也倾听。
He answers.
然后神应允。
He speaks to us.
他向我们说话。
If we read the Bible, we see the importance of prayer.
如果我们读经的话，我们看到祷告的是何等的重要。
Jesus himself prayed to his Father.
耶稣自己他都是向神祷告。
We've read many accounts of Jesus taking time to pray.
我们看到圣经中间有很多的记载关于耶稣基督祷告。
He prayed right up until the night before he was crucified.
在他上十字架的前一个晚上，他祷告了。
We read of times when Jesus prayed all the way through the night.
我们也看到耶稣圣经中间有记载，耶稣整夜的祷告。
While his disciples slept.
然后他的门徒却睡着了。
Jesus taught that prayer is our primary private time with God.
祷告是我们最重要的一部分和神有这样的个人的时间。
You've probably heard people who get out and pray loudly and pray all fancy words to God.
你可能也看到有很多的人他们用很华丽的辞藻来在公众的场合大声的祷告。
Jesus warned us not to go out and pray loudly in the street, but to go into your closet and close the door.
但是耶稣基督给我们的教导却不是这样，你不要到大街上去那样祷告，你乃是要进入你的内室，关上门来祷告。
Jesus led by example because often he had to go away somewhere to a quiet place to pray.
耶稣基督他为我们树立了这样的榜样，他常常就是找那个安静的地方去祷告。
There may be crowds of thousands following him, but he still had to go away to a quiet place to pray to God.
有成千上万的人来跟随他，但是他却在那个时候去找一个安静的地方来祷告。
Jesus' disciples were trying to learn more about him.
耶稣基督的门徒希望能够更多的认识他。
Often they missed the mark. They didn't quite understand who Jesus was.
但是他们却常常不能够领会耶稣基督所要讲的意思。
But even the disciples saw the importance of prayer.
尽管门徒看到祷告是何等的重要。
Many times they observed Jesus praying to his Father.
他们很多次的注意到耶稣基督向父神祷告。
So in the scriptures we read of disciples asking Jesus, teach us to pray.
在我们刚才读的经文当中，我们看到说门徒就问耶稣基督教导，请他教导祷告。
I find it interesting they didn't say, Lord, teach us how to pray. They said, teach us to pray.
所以我有注意到一件有意思的事情，这个经文里头他讲到说。主教导我们祷告，他并不是说教导我们如何祷告。
They saw the results when Jesus prayed, so they knew they needed to do the same.
他们看到耶稣基督祷告所带来的那个结果，所以他们也希望能够学习这样祷告。
So prayer is about pursuing God.
祷告就是一种追求神。
It's one way we can learn about God's purposes for our life.
这是一种我们一种方式，我们可以来寻求知道神在给我们的身上的旨意。
We learn about what He wants us to do.
我们知道他想让我们做什么。
We learn about what is God's will for our lives.
我们透过祷告，我们知道神对我们的旨意是什么样的。
He reveals that to us through His Holy Spirit.
他透过圣灵来将那个旨意启示给我们。
His Spirit guides us to know God's will and also to desire God's will.
圣灵祷告他引导我们可以
OK.
cannot remember all the words.
To desire God's will.
让我们圣灵可以引导我们能够渴慕神的旨意。
So when do you pray?
你什么时候祷告？
How often do you pray?
你多久祷告一次？
As a side note, when I speak to you about how often you pray,
当我说你们多长时间多久祷告一次？
I also speak to myself because I know a self I do not pray often enough.
我也是对我自己说，我知道我祷告的也不够。
So as an old saying goes, have you ever heard anybody say that when you point the finger to accuse somebody of something?
有一句老话说，如果你知道你要是用手指着别人的时候，
when you point the finger to somebody.You have three fingers pointing back to yourself.
你就有三个手指其实指着你自己。
So I'm not just speaking to you, I'm speaking to myself also.
所以我讲到说你们多久祷告一次，祷告怎么样，不是光是指着你们了，也是对我自己来说。
One of the shortest and simplest verses in the entire Bible is 1 Thessalonians 5:17.
在整本圣经中间最短的一句经文是在这个《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章十七节。
Three simple words.
三个很短的词。
Pray without ceasing.
不住的祷告。
Pray without stopping. Never stop praying.
不住的祷告。
Do we take that literally?
我们是按着字面来接受吗？
Probably not, but we need to take it seriously.
也许不是，但是我们需要很严肃的来对待这个问题。
We can't close our eyes and hold our hands and pray all day long.
我们不可能的把我们的眼睛闭上，祷告一整天，这样不住的。
You might run into a wall.
你可能会撞到墙。
You wouldn't get anything done.
你不可能完成任何事情。
We couldn't drive here this morning with our eyes closed in prayer.
我们。如果我们闭上眼睛祷告的话，我们今天我们就早上我们就不可能开车到这里来。
But we can pray with our eyes wide open.
我们可以睁着眼睛，我们也可以祷告。
What this verse means is be in a spirit of prayer all the time.
但是这个经文所要讲到的是，我们要常常有一个这个祷告的灵，祷告。
Keep the line of communication between us and God open all the time.
让我们和神的这样的一个沟通能够经常的能够打开。
When we make a phone call and we finish talk, we hang up.
当我们打电话的时候，我们打完电话了，我们就把这个电话关上。
But we don't need to hang up with God. He's with us all the time.
但是我们和神的沟通的话，我们就不需要把电话挂上，把这个沟通给关上，因为他。
Yes, it is important to spend that quiet time alone with God, but we don't always have to be on our knees to be connected to God.
我们是很重要，我们需要有神有那样安静的时间来祷告，但是我们并不是总是要字面的总是那样子来做。
So what do we do after we pray?
所以当我们祷告之后，我们做什么呢？
We need to follow up our prayers with obedience.
我们需要顺服我们在我们对神的这样的祷告。
What we learn from God when we pray and when we read the word is to act upon it.
当我们在祷告当中，我们认识神，我们需要有一些的行为。
If we don't follow, we just drift around aimlessly.
如果我们不顺服神的顺从神的引领，我们就会漫无目的的漂流。
It's like a ship without a rudder.
就是好像一个船没有桨。
It's like a car without a steering wheel. You can go forward, but you don't know where you're going to go.
是你车子好像没有那个方向盘一样。
Man's wisdom of what is right.Does not always match God's.
人的智慧所讲到的什么是对错和神的这个观念并不是经常一致。
God gives us common sense, but His sense is even more important.
神给我们 常识的东西，但是神的这个引导是更加的更加的好。
What we see as attractive may not be from God.
有一些可能也吸引我们的东西，可能并不是来自于神。
It may lead us away from God towards sin.
相反，可能把我们引向偏离神走向罪恶。
We must remember, sometimes Satan is a wolf in sheep's clothing.
我们要常常记得是魔鬼好像就是穿着羊皮的狼。
He may look like an angel, but he's the opposite.
他可能看上去像这个天使一样，但却实际上却是相反。
So when we pray for God's direction, we want to avoid a Titanic situation.
所以当我们向神祷告时，我们要避免这个泰坦尼克的那个情形。
We need to pray to God before we start moving.
我们要在我们选择一个方向之前，我们要来祷告。
And we need to trust in the Holy Spirit's direction.
然后我们依靠圣灵的这个引导。
So when you pray, do you believe what God will answer?
当你祷告的时候，你相信神会应允你的回应你的祷告吗？
If you don't, you're simply praying without believing.
如果你不相信的话，你就是虽然祷告，却是不相信。
Too often we voice our prayers to God.
很多的时候我们把我们的祷告告诉神，我们讲出来。
And they may be righteous prayers.
也可能是很正义的祷告。
But we lack the faith to believe that God will actually answer our prayer.
但是我们却缺乏那个信心，相信神会应允我们的祷告。
Have you ever prayed to God for something only to be shocked to learn that He actually answered your prayer?
你有没有向神祷告说求一件事情，然后却是让你神让你发现其实你很惊讶，神竟然会应允你的祷告。
That shows your faith or your lack of faith.
这表明了你的信心，或者说是你缺乏信心。
When you pray to God for something, are you preparing for it to come?
如果你祷告向神祷告求某件事情，你有没有预备好神要把这个事情要发生？
That shows your faith or your lack of faith.
这个就表明你的信心，或者是缺乏信心。
Do you ask God to forgive your sins and then go on living with the guilt?
你一方面向神祷告求神赦免你的罪，但是你又继续的活在那种罪恶内疚的那种感受当中。
That shows your faith or lack of faith.
那表明了你的信心或者是缺乏信心。
Do you pray but keep on worrying?
但你一方面你祷告，然后又不住的担忧。
That shows our faith or we don't have faith.
那表明你的信心或者是缺乏信心。
God answers every prayer.
神应允我们的神回答我们的每一个祷告。
Sometimes God says yes.
有的时候神说是。
He may say yes immediately, sometimes miraculously.
神有的时候马上说是，有的时候是很奇迹的，甚至是很奇迹的时候回答说是。
Sometimes God answers no.
有的时候神说不。
And if we get a clear no signal from God, we should not continue the same prayer.
如果我们从神得到很清楚的回答不的时候，
That's prayer without believing.
然后我们还继续的那样祷告的话，同样的祷告的话，实际上我们就是不信。
And often God says, wait.
很多的时候神说等一等。
And we often get that signal, but if we get a wait signal, we should continue to pray in faith until God's time.
如果我们得到的答案，从神得到的答案是等一等的话，我们应当继续的在信心里面祷告。
On Friday night, when the power went off, we prayed, Lord, bring it back.
当星期五的时候我们停电的时候， 我们就祷告，求神来电。
God said, "Wait."
神说等一等。
Until this morning.
到今天早晨的时候，直到今天早晨。
He answers every prayer in His time and in His way.
神回应我们每一个祷告，按照他自己的方式。
We must remember when we pray to God, it is to ask Him for His will.
我们要记住，当我们祷告的时候，是问神，寻求神他的旨意。
It's not to tell him what is our will.
而不是告诉他说我们想要什么。
God is in control.
神掌权。
As our scripture said, we don't need long or wordy or fancy prayers.
就如经文告诉我们，我们并不需要冗长的祷告。
We don't need.Formal language.
我们也不需要很正式的正规的语言。
Simply speak from your heart directly to God.
单单的从你的心你发出向神的祷告。
Tell him what's on your heart and mind.
告诉他在你的心思意念。
Actually, God created every one of us.
事实上神创造了我们每一个人。
Before you pray, he already knows our heart.
当你还没有祷告在你祷告以前神就知道我们的心
He knows what's in our mind before we even think it
当我们还没有思想某一件事情的时候神就已经知道我们要想我们在想什么
But he wants that relationship with us He wants to hear us say it to him
但是神希望和我们有这样的一个关系所以他希望我们能够向他表达我们的这个心思意念
So when you prayDon't simply repeat some prayer you learned as a child.
所以当你祷告的时候，你不要不断的去重复你的祷告，像是在做孩子的时候所学到的。
Do you pray that kind of prayer, or do you really speak to God from your heart?
你只是你确确实实是那样子祷告，还是说你祷告就是从你的心发出来的？
How deep are your prayers?
你的祷告有多深
How many times in your life have you said what we call the Lord's Prayer?
有多少次的时候在你的生命当中你的祷告可以称得上是主的祷告的
Is this simply some sequence of words that came out of some church generations ago?
这个是不是就是从按照这个教会的传统所传下来的这样的一些的这个祷告词呢
？What do you know about the Lord's Prayer？
你对于主的祷告你知道多少
？Where did it come from？
它从哪里来
？I'm not sure whether traditions in Chinese churches are parallel to what happens in Western churches。But there are many churches here in America where we speak this prayer every Sunday service.
我不知道这个华人教会的这个传统和这个西方的这个教会有什么会有什么样的不同在这个传统上面。我知道在美国的教会我们有的教会几乎是每个星期都会来背诵这一段的这个主祷文。
Like many things we do repetitively, we tend to simply say the words as we remember them.
所以就像是好像我们重复的做很多其他的事情一样，当我们讲出这个主祷文的时候，我们是不是也只是因为我们记得了，然后我们就把它背出来
？Without actually thinking about them.
甚至我们都没有去思想这个我们在讲什么。
If you travel the same route between your home and workplace every day,
如果你这个上下班就是走同一个路线的话
you simply drive the same way to work and back every day without really thinking about it.
所以你在开车上下班的时候，你根本就不用思想，你就那样开了。
Sometimes a lot of people I know don't know but one way to get from home to work and back.
所以有很多我知道有很多的人，他们就只知道一条路那个去上下班。
So one day they're going home from work, and all of a sudden there's an accident or a tree across the road, like yesterday.
但是有的时候突然你在上下班的路上，如果像昨天一样，那个有一个树倒了，然后在路上这个路就封了。
Suddenly they don't know how to get home.
然后他们就不知道怎么回家了。
They have to stop and read a map or call home to ask for directions.
所以他们就必须得停下来，或者是看地图，或者是打电话问家里面怎么回家。
So when we make the same trip every day, we don't think about it. We just automatically do it.
因为我们是这样每一天上下班都是这样自动的，就是机械的去走这一条路，所以我们根本就想都不用想。
In many churches, we have several written creeds or prayers or chants or songs that we sing regularly.
有一些的教会就是我们经常的去背诵读一些这个信经经文。诗歌等等，我们根本都不用都不去想。
So often we sing the same things over and over again, but never really give thought.
我们就是这样一遍一遍的去读去讲。
I believe we all do this at times. For another example, when somebody greets you and asks you, "How are you doing?" What do you say?
再举一个例子，如果有人来见到你呢问候你说。你好。
Usually you say I'm fine.
是你好吗？然后你通常就会说我很好。
We're so used to saying that we don't even really think before we say that.
所以很多时候我们想都没有想，我们就这样说了。所以有的时候很多时候我们就没有想，我们就这样说出来了。
We say I'm fine when actually we may be sick or in pain.
所以其实有的时候我们生病呢，我们在病痛当中，我们嘴上却还是说出来啊我很好。
Or maybe we just lost our job or a family member.
甚至有可能我们失去了工作，或者是我们失去了亲人。
We simply say I'm fine out of habit.
但是呢，我们出于习惯，我们还是说人家问候你的时候你好吗？你就还是说啊我很好。
Now while we should make it a habit to pray to God often.
但是我们要养成习惯，要常常向神祷告。
What we pray and how we communicate with God should never become a habit, so much that we fail to use our minds and our hearts when we pray.
但是我们如何去祷告，祷告什么，却不要成为一种习惯性的东西，让我们在祷告的时候什么都不想，都不用脑袋。
So actually we call the Lord's Prayer not because it is a prayer to the Lord, because actually it was a prayer spoken by our Lord Jesus when he was teaching.
所以当我们讲到说这个主祷文的时候主的祷告不是说因为这个祷告是向着神向着主的，而是说这个祷告是主自己说出来的一个祷告，他当他教导我们祷告的时候。
This prayer is directly from scripture.
这个的祷告直接是从圣经经文中间来的。
We who speak English actually quote it from a very old translation called the King James Bible.
当我们讲英文的人，我们直接是甚至是讲到说是从这个钦定版的这个英文圣经
It's a beautiful prayer.
是一个非常美的祷告。
It's very complete.
是一个完整的祷告。
And I believe Jesus intended for us to learn from this prayer.
我相信神是希望我们能够从来学习这样的一个祷告。
But I don't think Jesus intended us for us to just memorize it and pray it over and over again without thinking.
但我相信神不是要我们能够就把这一个祷告来记住，然后一遍一遍的去讲。
When Jesus' disciples asked him to teach them to pray, I believe he used that as an example.
当耶稣基督的门徒问请耶稣教导他们祷告的时候，他用这样的一个祷告来作为一个例子。
This was Jesus' response to their asking him, "Lord, teach us to pray."
这是耶稣基督回应。门徒们的这样的一个请求，教导他们祷告这样的一个请求。
Time is short, and I want to spend more about this prayer.
时间很短，我希望能够有更多的有更多的时间能够
Because there's much to learn from that very simple prayer that Jesus taught us.
在这样一个简短的祷告，确实有很深刻的啊一个啊内容啊可以学习。
So the next time I speak, we're going to look at this prayer in depth.
啊，所以当下一次啊我来跟大家分享的时候，希望能够啊也更深入的来啊看这个啊主的祷告的内容。
We're going to pick it apart piece by piece.
我们啊我们会啊一段一段的来啊来讲。
Because there's a lot more depth to this prayer than what we read on the surface.
在这个经文的这个下面啊字面里头有很啊很深的啊很多的东西我们可以学习。
I'm going to pray this prayer right now, but the next time we're going to look at it in depth.
我现在需要来做以这个主的祷告。
If you would like to pray along with me, you can pray out loud in English or Chinese.
如果你愿意一起祷告的话，你可以用英文或者是中文，我们一同来做这样的一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
让我们一同祷告。
Our Father, which art in heaven,
是我们在天上的父。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿你的名为圣。
Thy kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Thy will be done.
愿你的旨意行在。
In earth as it is in heaven.
如同行在天上。
Give us this day our daily bread.
赐给我们日用的饮食。
And forgive us our debts.
免我们的债。
As we forgive our debtors.
如同我们免了人的债。
And lead us not into temptation.
不叫我们遇见试探
but deliver us from evil.
叫我们脱离凶恶
For thine is the kingdom,
因为国度
and the power,
权力
and the glory,
荣耀
forever and ever.
全世界
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.